This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and this is Jared Hull in replace of my Mimi, as you guys know, Billy Brim. And first of all, we just thank you for tuning in, and I have a special treat here. The pastors, the Tripkeys, Pastors Diana and Dieter Tripke from Canada, and they have a church there, Victory Life Fellowship, as well as representing, I don't know how you, they're Billy Brim Ministries Canada, correct?
Correct, yeah. We hold the Canadian office for Miss Billy and have been for the last 8 years. It's been in Canada for over 15 years.
And you see, that's when right now, guys, you won't be hearing this till in November, but right now we are having some great meetings at the Autumn Assembly here at the prayer conference. And I just ran into them and I'm like, you know what? The Billy Brim, the people who follow the ministries, they need to know about Billy Brim Canada. And so I just wanted to have a week of radio with you guys and kind of just, you know, allow them to hear the vision and the ministry that the church and the ministry in Canada and the things that the Lord is doing with both of you. So I know the first couple, I know today is Monday, I know the first couple of days, I just want to kind of have you guys share your heart, the who, what, when, where, why, what you guys are all about, and just kind of go from there, and then just let the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit. We want the plans of God every day, everyone. We don't come here just to have radio because we can do radio. We do it because we want to spread what the Father wants. We want to have His will. We want to have His plans and purposes in the name of Jesus. And I know the plans and purposes of Billy Brim Canada are being fulfilled. And I want the body of Christ to hear what He is doing, the special things and the miracles that are going on. And I am so thankful that you guys are here. So if you just want to tell us where you guys came from or how it got all connected, we can go from there. Or if you guys feel a different route, go ahead. Pastor Dieter.
You want to start with the church itself?
Start with the church. Yeah, sure.
Well, Pastor Dan and I were in a ministry down in Surrey in Cloverdale. And through a family death, a tragedy, a heart attack, we came back to Kelowna and ran the family business, a bakery. And after a year and a half, we went back down to Vancouver and worked down there. Pastor Dana was a secretary in a church. And again, we had a call to come back to Kelowna and run the family business.
What was this? What year?
This was in about 86, 87. And
not too long ago.
And so we answered the call a second time to come back and help the family business. It removed us out of the ministry. The Bible says, take care of the widow in her affliction.
Right.
And so we obeyed the call. We prayed about it and obeyed a call to go back to the city of Kelowna, where we currently pastor Victory Life Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And after running the family business for a year or two, we were seeking the Lord on what to do. Our hearts were empty. We were blessed in the natural, but we were seeking the plans and purposes of God.
Right.
As it says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, many plans are in man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. Hmm. And we had flown in Brother Jim Caseman, who came to our home, and he sat with us, and we prayed together, and he really felt in his heart that within 6 months there would be a word church in the city
cool.
of Kelowna.
Cool.
And within 6 months, Victory Life Fellowship was birthed in a hotel, and we have pastored that church for 24 years now.
Wow, that's really neat. And so... Now you guys' location, is still in a hotel or the building? And
we are currently renting the Christian Reformed Church.
Okay.
We have our new offices for Billy Brim Ministries and the church itself, new offices that the Lord has provided. And
well, just to go back a bit, connections, I was thinking as David was talking, when he read out that verse about the plans and purpose mm-hmm. of Jared, you're really emphasizing that. The connections that we've had over the years, even just getting connected with Billy Brim herself, it started off because Dieter and I, we graduated from Rhema, and that's where we ended up mm-hmm. as associate pastors, and then being in connection with Jim Caseman. And we would go to these meetings in Calgary. That was a word faith type meeting, mm-hmm. and that's where Billy would be invited to come and speak.
Okay.
So that was when we first even heard of Canadian meetings, Word Faith meetings that we could attend, okay, because it was only maybe an 8-hour drive from where we were. So that's where we connected with her. Got to know Terry a little bit because he would come for the rodeos.
Okay, sure.
I don't know if he did some riding or if he'd just watch. And met Bob and Shelley.
Okay.
And then even Chip eventually. And again, that's where it started. So we had a church. We were pastoring. And just from there, again, the godly
connections.
The relationship built. We'd have Bob and Shelley come. I think Chip came at one point later. But that's really how it started with our connection, because the Canadian office for Billy Brim was held in Calgary for numerous years.
Right.
And then shortly before Bob passed on to heaven, he asked us if we would take over the office.
Sure. Well, that's, you know, my relationship, there's actually, I did just an internship, and then I have some friends, and the internship, Go Ministries, that I was connected with was super really close with you guys, and I actually was more familiar with that and Pastor Steve Munns through you guys before the ministry, like with Marina.
With Billy Brim.
Yeah.
Well, even with Go Ministries, I look at Jared sitting across from me. He was a little bit younger when I first met him, but Go Ministries is a group of people from Minneapolis.
Right.
And we had sent
Under Living Word Christian Center. It was then. It's not now, but at that time it
That's
was.
That's right. Yeah. They're in Shreveport, Louisiana now. And we had sent a few of our kids from Victory Life to Go Ministries. And I remember, I don't know if you were there at one of the first meetings. I was youth pastor at the time in our church, and I brought a group of people down for one of the meetings down there. And Go Ministries was one of the ministering teams for this conference. And we were going, all these radical Americans, you know, they're crazy. Yeah. Well, we come, and we were the only crazy Canadians at the meetings. But anyways, that's where we connected with Go Ministries, and our daughter went down, and I think close to the same time you went, Jared. So.
Right. Well, you know, I feel like that's kind of been just kind of, you know, we start this in our idea of, like, you know, we want to record a week's worth of radio. Our idea is, like, what are we going to talk about? But I keep feeling with these meetings, you know, guys, right now we're in a hotel room. We have this all set up. So we're here, and it's nothing like we're not in a studio somewhere. We're at the hotel with these meetings going on at the prayer conference, and it's feel like it's reverbed as, like, Father's plans, the Father's purposes, the Father's pursuits, and the Father's divine connections, and hearing where you guys are connected with this minister and in that meeting, and it's all the Father's the purpose
plans.
And it's so important, pastors, that we have the Father's, you know, in Psalms 127, the Lord doesn't build it, they build the house in vain. And Brother Hagin says, it doesn't say they didn't build it. It doesn't say, it says they built it, but they labored in vain.
Yeah.
A pointless labor.
Yeah.
But the Father's work's easy. You know, the only work we have is to rest in His work and allow Him to work through us. But that's what I really want everyone to see and hear, is the ministry and the purpose, the Father's purpose in the Canadian offices.
Yeah.
And so where's the connection now? Is it, so the Canadian offices, do they, like, help? I know I was, we were with Uncle Chip in the car, and Pastor Diana was like, now Chip, this meeting, I need to know on this one and this one. So I was kind of getting an inside look on, like, kind of project manager, at least that title, on trying to, this person goes here and goes that. So that's a big part.
Yeah. Big part of what I do in the Canadian office with the people that work with us in the office is, if at all possible, to get meetings set up in Canada.
Yeah, right.
So especially Chip comes back sometimes twice a year, sometimes even three times a year, and we'll do whatever we can to put him into different churches.
Right.
Like, one of the things that I know that we're supposed to do as a Canadian office is just keep spreading the word in Canada.
Sure.
Do whatever we can to bring different speakers in. I know that we've had Kylie, we've had Melissa come in under Billy Brim Ministries.
Right.
We've had Miss Billy come. We did our first Canadian Assembly. Just last year in Toronto. Right. And if we get a chance during these meetings, I'll read out just some of the prophetic word that came out for Canada.
Right.
And yeah, again, we have all the products that you have here in you know, Branson for the meetings. We have a store, online store, made available to the Canadians.
Accessible for the Canadian, anyone in Canada.
And we'll do what, and we have an office too where you can actually come in and purchase the product from the store there.
In your newsletter?
Newsletter.
You got a new newsletter, really exciting.
We just we sent it out with the other mail out that comes from the United States, but we started our very own first Canadian Gazette.
Sure.
We call it the Post, the Canadian Post.
Cool.
And if you haven't received that yet, just, you know, call our office. We'll make sure to send you one. But we're really excited about what's happening in Canada. And as Miss Billy always encourages us, you know, that America needs to awaken unto God. So does Canada. And we'll do whatever it takes.
And that's what you—that's what the Father's speaking to you guys as pastors and and with the offices, the Billy Brim offices, but also the church, but the also church. And then that's what, and tell me what is it that, like, you're wanting in your body, in your church? What do you know that the Father, the vision that he has with you guys? Pastor Dieter,
if I could just go back to what Pastor Dan is saying,
sure.
Is it's almost like if you're grabbing a tent peg and pulling and stretching that tent all the way to Kelowna, like you have so much here in the States, so many great speakers, and we are so honored to have Reverend Chip Brim and Sister Billy come through, and even back when Bob Oaks came into Kelowna, the glory cloud appeared in the hotel room, and I stand back in awe at times that we are privileged to be hooked up with this ministry, to have such great ministers come to our city. And it's almost like we're enlarging, we're pulling that tent peg and putting a stake in the ground, saying the word of the Lord will be declared. And I mean,
there's churches in Canada, no limits, just that same vision.
Stretching it to really, like what Dieter is saying is, if you hear about Toronto, fire in Toronto more and more. And we just, because we're part of ministerial as well, you know, we have different pastors from different backgrounds come. And this one, just probably a few months ago, just mentioned how in Toronto there's fire. You go across the prairie provinces, the mid provinces, you know, a little bit of sparks here and there. And then you go into Western Canada where there's nothing. Like, what happened? And we're in Western Canada that, you know, always pull more so right now for Western Canada because there is fire on the eastern side. We need it over on the western side more and more. And so, like Dieter says, even through our church, we'll do whatever it takes to bring the word and the anointing and the glory to our nation, to where we are.
Well, we're all wrapping up on time. I want the Canadian and even the folks in USA to know how to reach you guys. So give me the info. Give them the info, please.
Okay, it's Billy Brim Canada. Mm-hmm. Our website is www.billybrimcanada.com. You can contact us through phone at 1-877-868-8470 or mail P.O. Box 285, Kelowna, British Columbia, V1Y9H2.
Well, wonderful. We appreciate you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you want to reach the United States, our website with Billy Brim Ministries is BillyBrim, BillyBrim.org. You guys have a wonderful day, and just allow the Father. He's always speaking to you. Thus saith the Lord for today. He has something for you today. So listen. Shalom, shalom.